Hello, everybody. Today is Wednesday, March 18, day three of our ongoing journey into social distancing together, day three of our daily journey. Again, the reason I'm doing this every day, most every day, is to try to, you know, provide another person for you to be in this thing with. And if that's helpful for you, then that's what we're doing today. I don't know how long this is going to go. I don't know where this takes, but I'm doing my best to take this thing one day at a time. And, you know, I kind of hope you are too. I don't know what that looks like for you. But, you know, social distancing, that's a phrase our kids are going to grow up kind of understanding in an interesting way, isn't it? Not a phrase anybody's ever used when I'm growing up, right? In fact, you know, the idea of social distancing is kind of a negative one, I guess. You know, like for people who are social distancers, maybe even introverts, there's kind of often been a negative label associated with that. But now we're told that's like the most important thing to be doing right now. I've been social distancing kind of like a pro for a few days since about Friday. Haven't really left my house except to go outdoors. Kind of nailing it at this point in our house. Not going crazy yet, but how are you doing? I don't know how you're feeling about that. Honestly, I think most of us are just trying to make sense of what it means to have a lifestyle of social distancing. I hope you're finding ways to make life a little normal for you and your family, because this probably isn't likely to just like go away in a week, is it? It's kind of our new norm. I know video calls have been kind of a big thing for me the last couple of days. I've had a lot of those. I basically have been on a Zoom conference call like all day long on Monday and Tuesday with different groups of people, different meetings. And so my life has been kind of filled with that on the church side. But also, you know, I met with a friend yesterday. I haven't seen him in a while. And we chatted for about an hour or so. And that was great. One interesting thing I heard a lot yesterday in my meetings with people is people having this theme of, I feel anxious because I can't do anything, or I don't know what to do to help people, and I need to do, right? I need to help. But we're kind of finding out, right now at least, we don't know what the needs are for people, so I don't know how to deal with that, right? Schools are doing their thing with their food. The food service is amazing and feeding families who need it. That's awesome. You know, childcare at Jenison Public Schools, I know they kind of opened up some childcare, but only found out a few people needed it, probably mostly because everybody's in the same boat. Everybody's told to stay home. So a lot of folks feeling like, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? And I like that about people. I like that I work with people who feel like I need to help people, and I want to figure out how to do that. That's pretty awesome. I'm a doer too, so I kind of get that. But I've also worked really hard to make my identity not necessarily about what I do or what I achieve, and to realize that that's, you know, not the reason I matter, but that's really difficult. There's the thing I wrote down today is I wrote down the phrase as I was just processing and journaling about, you know, our experience right now. I wrote down the phrase, the temptation to be needed. Just kind of thought a lot about that. Yeah. What does that mean to experience this temptation to be needed? You might not feel it yet, but I bet the longer all of us are in this social distancing, the more some of us might feel this idea that if I'm not helping, if I'm not doing, if I'm not needed, then I might be wrong. I might not be able to engage my faith somehow, or even worse, I might feel like I'm invisible, maybe. Which is kind of the way I come at it. Like, I come at it backwards a lot. I'm a pretty independent person, I think. So mostly I end up feeling worried that, man, what happens if I'm so independent that people realize they don't need me for anything and they think I don't need them? And so that's like my constant anxiety, the constant theme of my self-discovery with my counselor, honestly, like lots of conversations around that, which, by the way, keep your counseling appointments, people. Pick up the phone and do it over the phone or have a video chat with your counselor. Don't cancel those. Boy, you're going to need that more than anything right now. But social distancing, you know, this idea of social distancing, might lead to like this deep disconnection with people because we have a need to be needed, or we feel the temptation to be needed. I was thinking about that this morning because I read this story out of Mark 1 where Jesus, like the whole town is gathering around Jesus and he's driving out demons and he's kind of having a banner day. There's a lot going on. And then, this is the story where it says he gets up, leaves the house really early in the morning, and he goes somewhere to pray. And his disciples like chase him down later. They're like, dude, everybody's looking for you. Literally, they say that everyone is looking for you. Talk about a temptation to be needed. Jesus probably lives in that all the time at this point, right? Everyone is looking for you. If I'm honest, I like that feeling. I like the feeling that everybody might be looking for me, to some degree, right? But it really strikes me because Jesus's response is like, that's okay. They can keep looking. He says, like, let's go somewhere else. He's like, I've got other villages. I got to preach there. I've got other things I've got to do that are important too. And so it really struck me that that guy did not give in to the temptation to be needed. Like he was so secure in who he was that he said, yes, people are looking for me, but there's other things I'm called to do too. So, I think it's helpful to, yes, it's good to be helpful. It's good to do. But in a time of social distancing, it's also okay probably for us to hear Jesus say, there's other things that are important too. That was a guy who was alone on a mountainside early in the morning trying to engage with his father. So self-exploration with God is probably okay too, to slow down, to be silent, to have your spirituality be internal instead of external. So I'm giving myself that permission in the moment because I feel like God's giving me the permission of that in this moment. There will be time when I can be more helpful than I am, that I can help meet some needs. But right now it's probably okay for us just to be people. And it's good to figure out how we're meeting needs of people around us as well. But to kind of balance that and to really look at myself in the mirror and say, am I just giving in to this temptation to be needed? Is that way more about me? Boy, that's complicated, isn't it? It's just a complicated, we're complicated people. There's a lot going on inside of us, but because really it's this question of what do we do when no one's looking for us, right? For Jesus, it's like, hey, everybody's looking at you. And I think maybe deep down, we all would love that. At least I would love that. I would love for that to feel that needed, right? But how do I feel when no one is looking for me? When there's nothing, honestly, right now that I can even do, to check that box or be active with folks. So I guess maybe the gift I've been given this morning in considering this and reading that story and looking how Jesus lives is to realize God's looking for me too. God's interested in what's going on inside of me, and inviting me to know more about myself. So maybe that's our invitation today. Maybe that's my invitation today is to spend time considering the fact that God's looking for me too, and to balance that with the need or the temptation to be needed by others as well. So, be present, be present with yourself, be present with God, be present to the people you care about, make a video call, be a friend, pick up the phone, and practice good social distancing, but not social isolation, perhaps. All right, thanks for joining me this morning. If you want this in your podcast feed, just subscribe. You can subscribe to Jamestown Harbor and podcast, whatever podcast app you use to listen to. And I hope that this is a blessing to you. And I hope you're doing well. Feel free to reach out. You can email me, scott.pontier@harborchurches.org. Even just let me know how you're doing. And yeah, I hope you're doing well. Hope you're practicing good social distancing. And I hope you're washing your hands. All right, everyone. Hope God blesses you today.